News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
Now, the Press Council of Ireland has described fake news as a real threat to democracy. It comes as they launched their annual report, which shows just 9 complaints against print and online media in Ireland were upheld last year. Now, the Press Ombudsman, Peter Feeney, he says the government needs to regulate Facebook and Twitter to stop the scourge of fake news online. And he joins us now in the studio. Good morning, Peter, and thanks very much for coming in. What threat does fake news pose to our democracy?
I think it undermines credibility in the media, and I think that's extremely dangerous. If the public can't trust the media, then there's no point in going to that media. And traditional media, that would be broadcasting and print, are both regulated in some way or other. But the social media isn't regulated, and therefore it's much more likely to be manipulated or have an agenda which is seen or unseen, whether it be commercial or political.
So what can the government do? What can government do to regulate this unstoppable, uncontrollable juggernaut that is social media from our perspective?
I think the first thing you have to acknowledge is that the task is enormous, and it can't be dealt with by just one country on its own. Facebook's, Twitter's of this world, they are not national, they're international, they're multinational, they're everywhere. They have billions of users, and they sort of exist in the sky, as it were. So it's very difficult for a government on its own. In Ireland, we have both the advantage and disadvantage of having the European headquarters of most of these companies. The advantage clearly is that it's easier to communicate when they're down the road. The disadvantage is that they bring a lot of money into the Irish economy and therefore have to be treated with a certain degree of respect. But having said that, I think there is now widespread recognition that you have to put considerable pressure on the Facebooks of this world to get their own house in order. They've gotten away far too long with saying, we're not responsible, we just simply host. We're not the publishers, we're not the journalists, we just host other people's opinions. That doesn't wash anymore. They have to face up to it. And I think there are signs that they are beginning to face up to it. But it is a huge task. And I would say that through the European Union, there should be an effort made to force the Facebooks of this world to face the same responsibilities as the broadcasters
face. Now, your chairman, Sean Donlan, yesterday at the launch of the annual report yesterday, said press freedom in Ireland is threatened by the relentless growth of social media, but also by the disproportionately large financial rewards being given out to claimants and plaintiffs in the courts who seem to sue for, I've seen people being given huge sums of money for the most spurious of allegations. Yet, you can libel and slander and defame anybody you want on social media, and there is nothing anyone seems to be able to do about it. Surely there must be something can be done about that.
Well, if you are defamed, whether it is in a newspaper, a radio station, or on Facebook, you can sue. It's much more difficult and much more daunting if you're going to try and sue somebody who actually doesn't exist in Ireland.
Down at the four courts.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You sue them and you get a big lump of money. And a lot of the times now, juries are giving out ridiculous sums of money. Don't seem to even understand the libel act or the defamation act.
We've made representations to the review of the defamation act on 2 points. One, we want solicitors to be obliged to inform their customers, their clients, of the services of the Press Council when they're considering defamation action. The same exists for mediation services in general. Secondly, we would hope that the government would come up with a scheme to see a significant reduction in the level of defamation awards, because they are massively disproportionate. And when you look at other European countries, we're many times greater than they are on average.
Okay, Peter Feeney, Press Ombudsman, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us about that this morning.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.